Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Mako Mining. Trade on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MKO and on the OTCQX under the symbol MAKOF. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Akiba Leisman. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, Mako Mining is focused in northern Nicaragua. The company has the San Albino Gold Project. This is currently operating, started commercial production about mid last year, 2021. Also holds the Las Conchitas property, which is connected to the San Albino project. Company really is working towards mining from both of these assets, in a way, a hub and spoke model. Now, Akiba, we wanted to bring you on with first an outlook for 2022. Some of the big time goals for the company is 2021, big transition for the company producing, but I know that there are some growth plans coming for 2022. So please take us through some of the high level plans here.
Sure. I mean, the way that we always described our business objectives was firstly, we wanted to get the highest grade open pit mine fully commercialized, and that's been done. So really starting at the end of November, we've been operating and averaging in excess of 500 tons per day from our initial nameplate capacity plants that, as you mentioned, we commercialized or at least declared commercial production on July 1st. So now that's operating slightly above nameplate capacity, inclusive of availability factors. So right now we're probably still a couple of tweaks that we still need to make in Q1 to be what we would consider to be running on rails, but we're effectively there. We're above 500 tons per day, and really the plan is doing exactly what we designed it to do. But secondly, our business objective was to get San Albino up to scale, right? And that is predicated on us bringing another mining property into the fold. So that's Las Conchitas, probably about 3 kilometers to the south of our San Albino mine. We currently only have a single rig that's turning there right now that's really testing some extensions from a discovery that we made over at Las Conchitas going back to 2011. Now, 2022 is going to be an important year for Las Conchitas. We're going to be getting somewhere between 4 and 5 rigs dedicated exclusively to getting a mineable resource over at Las Conchitas so that by the end of 2022, so around December of this year, we're going to start mining simultaneous San Albino and Las Conchitas. And with let's call it a 5-month head start, we'll be able to make a decision to expand our plant for a relatively limited amount of capital to 1,000 tons a day. So getting that mineable resource is going to be a big goal for 2022. And then finally, and what I've always thought is the most important part about Mako is that we do think that we're sitting on an orogenic gold mining camp. So we picked up 2 additional concessions. One we acquired at the end of 2019, the Puerto Rios concession from another publicly traded company. And then we had the government grant us a concession in early 2020 over at La Segoviana, both of which are north-northeast of our San Albino mine, so in the opposite direction of Las Conchitas. And we recently, over the course of the last 6 weeks, got drilling permits on both. So really, for the first time ever, there's never been a drill hole that's been put on that property on either Puerto Rios or Segoviana. And really, it is our estimation that in 2022, we are going to be making a discovery on one, if not both of those properties. So we will have dedicated drill rigs on both Puerto Rios and Segoviana sometime in late Q2 of this year. And really, it is our expectations that we're going to be making a discovery regionally to prove that this really is an orogenic gold mining camp.
Well, Akiba, it sounds like you're running all cylinders, whether it's exploration, development, or production. But let's hone in a little bit more on Las Conchitas and what it would take to get that mill run rate up from 500 tons per day to 1,000 tons per day over the course of the process of ramping up into production at Las Conchitas. What has to happen and what kind of work has to go into that resource estimate that you're going to be putting out later in the year?
Sure. There's infrastructure. There's PP&E CapEx, so the actual expansion of the plant. And then there's probably the longest lead time, which is getting enough resource that we're comfortable mining continuously at 1,000 tons a day. So from an infrastructure perspective, we're actually pretty close, right? So we've made all our strategic surface rights acquisitions over the course of the last 3 years since the management changes happened over at Mako back in early 2019. So we do have a contiguous set of surface rights where to build a haul road is there. We actually recently got a permit to expand our waste dump on a part of northern Las Conchitas, which is actually a big deal for us to be expanding production center over there, because our current waste dump really only lasts until probably the end of 2023. So it's kind of important for us to get that that permit. So that's no longer a constraint. And then there's the fixed construction on the plant. So we intentionally made decisions when we were building the plant in 2019 and 2020 and early 2021 to design some civil works that the expansion to 1,000 tons a day, which we're fully permitted to do, would not take that much in terms of time or capital. So we laid the foundations for additional 5 carbon and leach tanks. We have 2 parallel 500 ton per day mills. Both of them are operational right now. Our crusher can easily handle over 1500 tons per day. We are going to need to purchase and construct an additional filter press for our tailings, which is, I would consider our current tailings press probably sufficient to get maybe not quite to 700 tons a day if we really wanted to push it. So we really do need to have a separate circuit over there. And then if you add up everything, it's going to cost us maybe just under $5 million. It'll be a high $4 million type construction capital to expand the plant. But the biggest long lead for us is being comfortable that we have enough feed and have enough visibility to be mining this at 1,000 tons a day for the foreseeable future. And that's going to require info work, getting a resource out over at Las Conchitas, at least in the southern part, and then giving us enough feed that we know that we're going to be replenishing it with additional drilling over the next few years. So I think it's going to be absolutely necessary for us to get, we currently have 4 rigs on site. We're scheduled to get our 5th and 6th rigs sometime over at site this month in January. It's absolutely essential that we're going to be drilling with all 6 rigs to get that resource in mineable shape by, let's call it, late Q3 of this year, and then to start mining Las Conchitas by late Q4. And then so long as we're comfortable that that there's enough headway with us to be operating pretty continuously at 1,000 tons a day, we can make that that decision to expand the plant with 5 months' notice.
That's a fast turnaround time there, and only approximately $5 million in CapEx to expand. When it comes to that mineable resource, what general size are you looking for? Do you have, let's say, a baseline level that you guys need to get to?
Everything that we do in terms of resources, it's probably the most controversial part about Mako, is that anytime that we put out technical data, the technical data needs to be accurate. It's that this is not a company where the intent is to make everything look bigger and better than what it is in order for us to sell to a greater fool, if you will. No, we are mining this ourselves. So anytime that we put out technical data, we need to be comfortable with it every which way to Sunday when we do that. And just like what we had, what we did with San Albino, which we eliminated all of the data that we were not comfortable when we put out our initial 270,000 ounce resource. It's completely open in all directions over there, but it starts small. We focus on an area of our concessions that we're comfortable designing a mineable resource around, and then we expand from there. It will be literally the same thing with Las Conchitas. We're going to be focusing on a small part of that property over at the southern part of Las Conchitas, which is the most advanced of our 7 prospects over at Las Conchitas. We're going to design a relatively small resource to get started, but it's going to be open in all directions. We're not going to be constrained by data. And then over time, we're going to be growing Las Conchitas. So the exact experience that the market experienced with San Albino resource, which is in the process of getting bigger in and of itself, will repeat itself over at Las Conchitas. It's just the way that we feel comfortable running our business to make sure that there's absolutely no confusion and no disappointment when we put out technical information to the market.
Well, Kiba, you just mentioned there's 7 prospects at Las Conchitas. Are there any in specific that you're most excited about drilling? You said a lot of the work's going to be at that southern part of the property package, but what should investors be watching for as you put out news from the drill results there?
Sure. I mean, it's, as far as we've seen at Las Conchitas, it is pretty analogous to what we have over at San Albino. So the southern area, we have a very continuous vein called the Bayakun vein, which we did really the bulk of the exploration work in early 2020. So I encourage everybody to go to our website to look at the press releases that we put out. The Bayakun vein is very analogous to the San Albino vein, very continuous. It's got pretty decent strike and certainly grade associated with it. The average grade within the Bayakun vein is approaching nearly 20 grams a ton. That will be diluted to probably something similar to a San Albino number, but the actual vein is probably pushing close to 20 grams. And then it is surrounded by other veins that could be equivalently even higher grade, but somewhat less continuous. And that is very analogous to some of the other veins that we have over at San Albino. It's kind of interesting that we see this repeat across our property in that fashion. So the main resource that we're going to be putting out over at Las Contrinas will be focused on the Bicoon vein and the Mango vein associated with it. Again, it will be relatively small in a relatively small area over at Las Conchitas. And then really with our drill program, the intent is to continually replenish our mineable resources so that we can be mining continuously at 1,000 tons a day for the foreseeable future. And then eventually bringing in additional feed sources from North Las Conchitas, from Puerto Rios, from Segoviana, and from the south over at our concessions there as well.
So last time we chatted here, Akiba, it was tail end of November. You outlined that there were 3 drill rigs on the company's projects, all at San Albino. But then you also said you're ramping up in the new year to potentially 6 rigs by the end of January. Where do you stand currently on the rig count, and where are they going to be turning?
So we had, when we shut down for Christmas on the 23rd, we had 4 turning. So there were 2 rigs associated with San Albino, one to the northeast of San Albino, outside of the current resource. That's really finding some spectacular stuff. Now, there is it's kind of an interesting area that's tucked away over at San Albino to the northeast between the river, inclusive on part of the new concession, Puerto Rios, that we acquired, and then the data demarcation of the resource. And there's been not a single drill hole that's been put for this like 600 or 700 meters of space that we have. We're in the process right now of getting control on some of that data. If we can find the extension of that resource on the other side of this the seasonal creek that we have over there, there's room to find another San Albino between what we have on our current concession and then on the Puerto Rios property that we picked up on the same side of the river that we're mining right now. The second rig over at San Albino is focused on the southwest pit. Now, the southwest pit goes back to kind of what we do on our technical data and our resources. So at one point back in 2012, the area that we call the southwest pit was part of the larger, I think, deeply flawed resource that our predecessors put out in 2012 with a minor modification in 2015. There was roughly 900,000 ounces of gold that was put into that resource in all categories, inclusive the southwest pit. When we were designing our geological model, it was probably about 16 or 17 holes that hit very, very good grade in this zone that we call the southwest pit to the southwest of San Albino. We literally couldn't string anything together. It didn't really make sense geologically why we were hitting where we were hitting. So when we put out that resource, we took a big black Sharpie to it. So we just eliminated everything in the southwest pit except for a very, very shallow pit that equated to about 450 ounces. That's not missing a decimal point, about 450 ounces of mineable resource over at the southwest. But we've been drilling there. We've now put about 17 holes into the southwest pit. And then to the extent that we did not understand the geological model before, we understand it now. So I would say in pretty short order, sometime over the course of the next month, we will be announcing that we've hit the southwest zone. The grades are continuous, and it looks like we've extended our San Albino deposit pretty materially. And again, this is something that was known about really going back since the 2012 days. But it wasn't until we were actually comfortable in understanding the geology that we can build a mineable resource around it, which is the reason why it was completely eliminated from that 2020 resource update when we put out that 270,000 ounce number. Now, the other 2 rigs, because we have 4 over at site right now, are focused over at Las Conchitas. We have one which is looking for the extensions of the, at this point, the Mango vein. So this is one where you have some extremely high grades. In fact, our highest intercept that we have in our entire properties database was over at the Mango vein of about 373 grams a ton that we hit in 2019. We are looking for extensions of that. Hopefully the labs will get a little bit less backlogged than they were at the end of last year. So some of those results will also be coming out over the course of the next 6 to 8 weeks. And then we have an additional rig that's focused on the north part of Las Conchitas that's really there to function for 2 reasons. One is to find additional resource to the north, because in aggregate, we've only had maybe a couple thousand meters of drilling since 2011 in the north part of Las Conchitas. And then also, it's there to do some combination drilling for our new waste dump. So as I mentioned earlier, our waste dump will probably last until mid-2023. So we do need to expand it, and especially if we're going to be mining Las Conchitas as well, this will allow us to have 5-6x the capacity for our waste dump than we currently do over at San Albino. So we are fully permitted to get that built. And then the condemnation drilling hopefully will be slightly unsuccessful, and we can find additional resource over to the north that we can start building a resource around as well. But we do need to drill it to make sure that we're not going to be putting many, many millions of tons of waste on top of prospective part of our property to the north part of Las Conchitas. Drill rigs 5 and 6 were caught up in the global logistics mess of last year. They were released from a port of Miami in late November. They arrived in Nicaragua. They still have not left customs in Managua, but hopefully they will be at site sometime in the next couple weeks, and then we can start turning those rigs by the very end of January. And those are going to be focused on Las Conchitas, because we are definitely behind on getting that mineable resource out so that we can be mining Las Conchitas contemporaneously with San Albino by the very end of this year.
Well, Kiba, it sounds like not only are you going to be continuing to grow things at Las Conchitas, but you've also continued growing the resources and done some of that drilling where you knew it was there at San Albino to prove that that deposit does keep extending, that the mineralization is continuous and keeps growing. But let's focus on drill rigs 7 and 8 whenever they come on the scene later in the year, and what you'll be looking for in the regional targets. You've mentioned Puerto Rios and Segoviana. Just walk us through, besides the main focus being Las Conchitas for the year, what would those regional drill rigs be looking for?
Sure. So we recently got permits on both Puerto Rios and La Segoviana. La Segoviana was only about a week ago at the very end of 2021. So now we're fully permitted to do as big of a drill program as we can imagine. And we're right now very far along in acquiring very key surface rights, primarily actually over at the La Segoviana concession, which is as far away from the mine as 21 kilometers. Now, it was actually the first time that I was over at the La Segoviana concession was back in November when I was down in Nicaragua. And it's pretty amazing what you can actually see over at site with some of the small-scale miners that are there. We're actually making some deals with those small-scale miners because they're the landowners over there to acquire their concessions, allow them to continue the small-scale mining. And then it really accelerates our ability to be drilling these areas and eventually to turn these into additional mining centers. I think it's clear to me that we're going to have a discovery on both Segoviana and potentially even Puerto Rios this calendar year when those regional rigs arrive in Q2 of this year. I think it is clear as day that there's going to be a discovery, a pretty significant discovery on at least one of those two concessions in this calendar year. And I could see with Segoviana, that being an actual mine, an additional feed source within 3 years from today. So even though these are Greenfield's concessions, there's never been a drill hole that's been put in it. That being said, this is shallow mineralization. It does not take a lot of drilling to start designing a real mineable resource, and then the ability to deliver it to our current infrastructure. This is not the same time frame that I think investors are used to when you're dealing with Greenfield's exploration programs. Our intent is to be mining this as additional sources of cash flow really over the course of the next 3 years at both of those concessions. Now, to put this in perspective, the entirety of the San Albino resource was put together on about 230 meters of strike, continuous strike over here. Just having the Puerto Rios and Segoviana concessions over here, we've extended the strike potential to our district to about 27 or 28 kilometers of continuous strike extent. Not necessarily continuous. These are really just in the limits of the geological setting over here. So the intent is to really find many, many mines across this very large land package. But it shows you, this is two orders of magnitude bigger than what we've delineated from a resource perspective. So San Albino is very important in a few regards. Obviously, the cash flow coming from it allows us to fund very substantial exploration programs. I would say this calendar year, we'll be pushing close to 80,000 meters when all is said and done. We'll finalize our budget probably at the very end of this month. fully covered by the cash flows coming from the mine, but also the knowledge that we have with our geology. This is not the simplest geology in the world. The ability to put together the resource that we put together in 2020, the ability to mine it, the fact that we're reconciling as well as we are to the resource model really speaks volumes to the potential for us to find additional mineable deposits elsewhere on our property with the infrastructure already in place to process it.
Well, Akiba, just one more thing as we wrap up here, and that is just a focus on the jurisdiction. You know, we hear a lot about operating in South America and Central America, even in Mexico and North America, the local challenges. And we hear some people, when we talk about Mako, they're worried about Nicaragua. They're worried about the mining environment there. Could you maybe speak to what the jurisdiction is like to work in, to mine in, to develop projects in?
Sure. I mean, from a mining perspective, it's been fantastic. I mean, I've been personally involved in Nicaragua since 2014 as a director of the predecessor company to Mako, and then as full-time management in 2019. I think the government has taken certainly initiative to make mining a key industry. So I would say they have been extremely supportive of getting the mine up and running from an economic perspective, from an administrative perspective. You can see that in terms of the permits that we just received over at Puerto Rios and Segoviana. I would say, at least where we are in the country, there's universal support for the mine. And we actually happen to have like a mixed political census kind of with the communities that we operate in. We have a very strong Catholic community. We have a very strong evangelical community. We have people that are very supportive of the dominant political part of the FSLN, people that are not so supportive over there. Literally everybody just loves the fact that the mine is up and running. For those that aren't aware of the history of San Albino, the last time that this was in production was in 1926. And this was really the birthplace of the original Nicaraguan Revolution. So Gusto Sandino used to work for the 1926 mining project over here. And this was kind of like the birthplace of the original Nicaraguan Revolution and the namesake of the dominant political party in Nicaragua. So from a political perspective, it's very important. From a personal safety perspective, we operated in some not so safe jurisdictions in Mexico. It's night and day over here. You can walk in the community at 2 a.m, not worry about personal safety or security. It really is it's been a pleasure. So I've been thrilled to be operating in Nicaragua, and I'm really happy that our communities are extremely happy that we're there, really changing lives for everybody.
Hey, Akiba, really appreciate this update. A lot going on with this company. Last year, 2021, was a big year for the company, and now the growth plans in terms of production and exploration even going to pick up steam this year. So if anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will get Akiba to address those, and we'll be following up on the back of some more news out of Mako Mining. So Akiba, again, thank you for the update. We'll chat again on the back of some more news.
All right, great. All right, thanks, guys.